Questions 11. Eating at a restaurant. Pubs, inns, taverns, bars, cafeterias, self-service restaurants. Tipping, healthy diet, food shortage, vegetarianism.
Model answers 11.
1. Do you often eat out?
A. Unfortunately, I can't really afford to eat out very often. I go to a restaurant only when I have a guest.
B. I love eating out, and I think there are a lot of good restaurants in our town.
2. What choices do you have if you want to dine out?
If you want to dine out, you have the choice of going to a first, second, or third-class restaurant, a self-service restaurant, or in summer, to an open-air restaurant, a pub, or a bar. 3. When do people choose the self-service system?
People choose the self-service system if they are in a hurry and they want to have a quick meal. 4. What do you do when you enter a self-service restaurant?
You go into the restaurant and choose the dish you want to eat from the list hanging on the wall. Then you pick up a tray, knife, fork, and spoon and queue at the counter. 5. How do you choose your meal?
The food is displayed on the counters. You pick out what you want and put it on your tray, which you have to push along a special rack till you reach the cashier. 6. Where do you pay for the food?
You pay for the food at the cash desk. The cashier will give you the bill. After paying, you take your tray to any table you like. You can sit alone or with another customer. 7. What are the advantages of these restaurants?
What I like is you see what you are going to get when you order it. At a first-class restaurant, you might discover that what you ordered is not what you had expected. 8. Are there any disadvantages?
Perhaps the only disadvantage is that you may not always find a free table, as the place may be crowded and noisy. 9. Where can you get cheap food in England?
As far as I know, fish and chip shops are inexpensive places to eat. In England, they are open until late at night, and they are ideal for the motorist on a long journey. There are a large number of Chinese restaurants in England too, at least one in every town. They offer good food at reasonable prices and are very popular. 10. What is a takeaway?
Some restaurants are called takeaways because the food sold there can be taken away wrapped in paper. These restaurants usually sell easy-to-prepare dishes. 11. Have you ever been to an English pub?
A. Unfortunately, I have never been to an English pub.
B. Yes, I went to some pubs when I was in England a few years ago.
12. What are the opening and closing times?
I have heard that the hours during which English pubs are allowed to be open vary in different parts of the country. They can stay open from 11 a.m. to 11 p.m., but some of them close during the afternoon. 13. What drinks can be bought at a pub?
Beer, wine, and spirits, as well as non-alcoholic drinks like Coke, 7-Up, or Sprite, can be bought at a pub. There are also pubs that sell coffee or tea, too. 14. Can you buy any food there?
The food that is usually available in an English pub is sandwiches and meat pies. 15. How do you order your drinks?
It is normal to buy one's drinks at the bar, and the barman is not tipped. Each order is paid for separately, and not at the end of the evening. 16. Where do people eat if they have time and money?
If people have time and money, they go to a first-class restaurant. 17. What do you do when you enter a restaurant?
When you enter a restaurant, first, you have to leave your coats in the cloakroom. After that, you enter the dining room and either look for an empty table yourself, or the head waiter shows you to one. Some people reserve tables in advance, otherwise they may not always have luck in finding a free table. You sit down at the table and ask the waiter for the menu. 18. How do you choose the dishes?
You may have a fixed dinner, or you can eat a la carte. If you decide to dine a la carte, you go through the menu and give the order to the waiter. Sometimes you ask the waiter what he can recommend to you. Some restaurants have certain special dishes which can't be eaten at other places. Sometimes you have to ask the waiter what is included in some dishes written on the menu, because a lot of dishes have a fancy name. 19. How do you pay?
You have to make a sign to the waiter and let him know that you would like to ask for the bill. You usually don't need to wait long for the bill, and then you can pay. 20. Do you give a tip? How much?
You usually give the waiter a tip or leave it on the table. There is no set percentage for a tip in Hungary, but it is usually 10 to 15% of the cost of the meal. 21. What do you think of tipping?
A. I think tipping is wrong and degrading. It is embarrassing both for the giver and the taker. Tips should be included in fixed service prices.
B. There is nothing wrong about tipping. Tips express your appreciation for the service rendered. It is impossible not to tip if you see that a person has done his best to serve you. And also, good tips can stimulate good service. 22. Do you often go to restaurants?
I don't often go to a restaurant to have a full meal there, because to eat out regularly is not a cheap form of entertainment in Hungary. I sometimes go to a cafe or a bar with my friends, but we usually go Dutch. 23. Have you ever taken guests to a restaurant?
When I have to entertain guests, either foreign or Hungarian, I sometimes take them to a good restaurant. And also, I have been invited out by them quite often. 24. Describe one of your most enjoyable meals in a restaurant.
Last year, I had a guest from England. I thought of giving him a real treat, so I took him to a good restaurant. We sat down by the window, and the waiter brought us the menu immediately. We both felt like some orange juice and apricot brandy first. Then we began to study the menu more closely. It contained a wide range of hors d'oeuvres, soups, vegetables, meat dishes, salads, desserts, cheese, fruit, and drinks to go with each. The waiter came up to our table and inquired what we would like to order. To start with, I ordered smoked ox tongue, followed by meat soup with liver dumplings. I ordered some tenderloin steak as the main course. While waiting for the meal, we were sipping our apricot brandy. When he tasted the tenderloin steak, he was quite delighted with it. "It was wonderful," he said, while taking a second helping. The full-bodied Hungarian wines from the Badachon also contributed to our pleasure. When it was time for the sweet course, we could hardly move. We had ordered Somlo sponge cake with whipped cream and chocolate sauce, but we were hardly able to eat all of it. After some cheese, we had Tokai wine and finished with a cup of coffee. We sat talking for a while, then I called the waiter and settled the bill. I told him to keep the change. We left the restaurant with the enjoyable feeling that we had had a very good meal. 25. Have you ever had any bad experiences when eating out?
Yes. On our way to Budapest, we once stopped at a roadside restaurant. We were very hungry, and we didn't have anywhere else to go. It was an old inn, and there were a lot of people inside. In spite of the crowd, we managed to find an empty table, but the cloth on it was dirty and full of food stains. The plates that other customers had eaten from were still on the table and had leftovers on them. It took ages before the waitress came and cleared the table, leaving the food-stained cloth on it. It was another half an hour before she appeared again and took our order. There were not many dishes on the menu. Eggs and mayonnaise, rolled ham, some soups, Wiener Schnitzel, stew, and pickled gherkin. We ordered pork, and though it was a little tough, it was quite tasty after all. 26. Do you think Hungarians eat more or less than necessary?
I think most people in Hungary eat more than necessary. Our calorie intake is about double the amount we actually need. People eat a lot of carbohydrates in food, like bread, cakes, and sugar, which are very fattening. I think we also eat more meat and protein than necessary, especially fatty meats, which are favored by most Hungarians. That is why there are so many fat people amongst us. 27. What should a healthy diet contain?
A. A healthy diet should contain at least the same amount of fiber as fat. It should also contain the major nutrients, such as vitamins, protein, calories, or iron. It should be high in vegetables and grains, with a modest amount of meat.
B. I think if you are happy with what you are eating, then that is your healthy diet. It is much worse to be continuously worried about your nutrition than to eat what you actually wish to eat.
28. Do you think people look more attractive if they are thin or fat?
Most people like it when they are slim, but in spite of this, quite a few of them have to watch their weight. 29. What do they do in order to become slim or to remain slim?
In order to become or remain slim, people go on a diet. Dieting has become a fad, and people consult calorie charts before they eat, if they eat anything at all. Some of them suffer from poor nutrition, munching biscuits and drinking unsweetened coffee for days on end. Others exhaust themselves doing exercises. 30. Have you ever been on a diet?
A. I have never been on a diet because I am on the skinny side. I don't easily put on weight, even if I eat a lot. This is possibly because I work far too much, and I burn off the calories.
B. I have often been on a diet, because I suffer from the misery of being overweight.
31. How did you diet?
The last time I went on a diet, I observed a strict, high-protein, no-starch diet. I just cut out the bread and butter and had only one glass of orange juice every morning. I also exercised 5 days a week in the gym. 32. How do you feel about wasting food?
I get very upset when I see people wasting food. I myself never throw any bread into the dustbin. I think it is quite shocking the way we take food for granted. We are really wasteful in this part of the world. 33. Have you heard of people starving somewhere in the world?
I have heard of people starving in many of the third world countries, mainly in Africa. There are millions of people suffering from hunger and malnutrition in these developing countries. 34. What do you think causes poverty and hunger in these countries?
I think poverty and hunger in these countries are partly due to the bad climatical conditions like droughts, natural catastrophes like floods and earthquakes, and partly due to the high amount of debt they owe to other countries. There may also be social unrest and even armed fighting among civilians, which makes poverty only greater. 35. What can you personally do to help?
I do not think I can do much to help people living in the developing world. I have heard of charitable organizations that raise money for them, and I have heard of emergency relief programs and long-term aid projects to help them. What I could personally do is perhaps economize on food and natural resources. 36. What do you think of vegetarianism?